Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. Our world today is interconnected in every way. You just can't get around it. Stocks rise and fall based upon the pulse of what seems good and bad in the global markets. When leaders from North and South Korea step across each other's borders, the gesture of peace makes it onto international news. The internet's probably the most evident factor that has changed how we reception or Wi-Fi signal. People feel like they're cut off from life itself. And of course, you know, that's certainly not true. So if connections matter today, why do things at the most basic level seem so disconnected? If a husband and wife have marital strife, you just have to ask a big question. First and foremost, how often do they? You don't have time to connect, you're not going to be together. If parents do not show a united front against their children and what's good and what's bad, what do you expect is going to happen? If church members never see each other, how will you ever care for one another? Without continued connection, there is no way to build or sustain relationships. God knows about connections. Oh, he knows it pretty well as the creator. He designed life to be this way. Yet the fall of humanity, the thing that we kind of say, oh yeah, but really it's a huge thing, it severed our connection with God and certainly has caused much stumbling blocks between each other. No wonder Jesus, as the Son of the Father, has reestablished what we need, and he declared it today: I am the vine, you are the branches. Being connected to Christ and only him makes his disciples to be fruitful. The true vine is what counts above all. Not the branches, not the fruit. The true vine. On the night of his betrayal is when you hear these words today about Jesus reminding the disciples of that unique connection he had. Nobody else can say this. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Israel, long ago, as you know, connected to God as he sent prophets like Moses, Elijah, and many others. Yet Jesus had a special connection to the Father, being the true vine. What he was basically trying to say again and again is that he is the only Son of God. Death on the cross was what God used to prove. The sacrifice of his Son restored the connection of life for sinners. And we know that because on the third day he rose from the dead. That's how we know he is the true vine. There is no other vine able to justify any before God other than Jesus. St. John knows the tangled mess of life. He knows all the twistedness, and so he said today, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Other vines might connect you to works and a better life and what's good by terms of the law. Be a good person. Just treat people fairly. That is a dead vine. You see, because the gospel promises Jesus does not wither away for sinners. Jesus is always sustaining us when we're not so happy, when we do sin, when death is all we have left to face in life. The true vine delivers life as a gift by faith in Christ, and it's what made the Ethiopian eunuch say, Why shouldn't I be baptized? Why shouldn't Lauren be baptized? Why shouldn't all people be baptized? Baptism puts us into Christ's death to rise justified by him. Nobody else, not family lines, not mom and dad, not even yourself, justified by Jesus alone. And you heard what he said. He told the disciples and he tells us, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. That word is spoken to Lauren today. The word from the Holy God to indeed cleanse her life and keep her safe by the blood and sacrifice of Jesus. Of course, the warning for the branches also comes from the true vine. Since the Father is the vine dresser, he judges everything. He judges the branches. Jesus told his disciples, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, the Father takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. If you notice, one judgment is much more severe than the other, isn't there? And it's all based upon the connection to the vine. The first has no fruit because it's cut off completely, dead to the life that comes only by faith in Christ. This is the truth of when we see a dead thing lying there, what else are you going to do with it? The second are those branches that still get pruned by God in some way, but not for the purpose of destruction. Jesus gives the answer to his warning about the branches. He tells us, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. To abide means to remain with Jesus. He invites any into the daily life of repentance and faith in him as the Savior. This is what Jesus did for Lauren. It wasn't just that she was connected. Now, mom and dad, the sponsors, are to remind her daily to know how to live in Jesus by dying to self and rising to this Savior. What withers and faces the fire are dead branches that deny how the true vine is Christ, who comes now to us by the word and sacrament. I'm sorry, people. You will not keep Jesus in your life if you do not stay connected to him of what flows out of his word and sacrament. It is not possible. He said it today. How do you abide in Christ? Not by your heart, not by your mind, but by what Jesus brings for your heart and your mind. Yet branches, of course, we know, in the vine, even receive pruning. So it's not so simple that come to church, it's all going to be good. That's not, you'll receive pruning, which are trials and crosses and temptations and the whole nine yards, which our Father wills to do for growth. That turns us back to Jesus. Because you're just branches. He's the vine. And so the fruitfulness of branches from the true vine is what gives glory to the Father. Jesus alone glorified his Father by the cross. Nobody else can do it. But those connected to him, Jesus uses to honor the Father. The purpose of branches is to bear fruit. Pretty simple, right? We're waiting for the branches on the trees to do what? Burst forth with a little bit of spring. Thank you. It's getting a little bit tiring, right? But you know it's there. You know it's coming because why? Those branches are tied to the trunk of the tree, right? The greatest glory, though, is what few notice. Of what the fruit is for a Christian life. But the Father sees it. And here it is. Jesus says there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. That is the righteous fruit, that first birth forth in the Christian life, and it is the whole life of the Christian from beginning to end. That is what the best thing is for Laura. She might get married. She might have big problems in her life. But today, through baptism, it is that fundamental fruit to repent and believe in the gospel. Believe that Jesus does forgive. Believe that Jesus does feed us what we need of nourishment for our lives. Because apart from him, we can do nothing. And likewise, the Ethiopian eunuch, when he went on his way rejoicing over what God did for him in baptism, had much of a fruitful witness to share with his family and friends in Africa. And since Christ is the vine giving forgiveness, the branches are not disconnected, but bound together by the vine. You see that, right? It wasn't like the baby was by herself, or even like if it was an adult. The adult wouldn't be by themselves. You got sponsors, you got a whole church around, you got a bunch of branches. And that's what Lauren is connected to today, a family of God. And this is why St. John said, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." That kind of love is like a marriage kind of stuff, right? It isn't all the great things that goes with marriage that you got to smile over. It's also the things you go, what did I get myself into? And yet you love the person. And it's even harder because in the church, since Christ loves all people, we have to angle ourselves in ways that always love them in the way of the cross. Just as Christ loves us in each unique way by his sacrifice. Rather than counting up the fruit, consider how, above all, the faithfulness of the vine is what counts. Jesus already promises by abiding in him, he it is that bears much fruit. It's already there. You abide in Jesus, he promises you. There's much fruit. If you don't see it in your Christian life, I don't care. If you believe in Jesus, repent and believe the gospel, it's there. It might take some time, right? But it's there. It might take some time, Mom and Dad, for Lauren to indeed burst forth with a confession of Jesus and with maybe a little bit more respect and struggles over Mom and Dad and why they had to put up and love her. But you know why. It's through teaching and sacrifice that she, in the end, will see Jesus if and only you point her to him. If you don't, all she's going to see is Mom and Dad, and then she will say, when she's a teenager, Mom and Dad aren't always what? Right. That must mean that if Mom and Dad aren't always right, that means I must be right. And that's not a teenage thing. That's not smart, right? But point them to Jesus. Point her to Jesus out of love. Plenty of changes in life, as we know, are going to shake up the branches. And when you shake up the branches, fruit kind of falls off, doesn't it? But not all of it. Christ, as the vine says, though, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Branches have fruitful prayer. But our wishes can never be apart from Jesus. Since he died for us, we trust God's will is good. So when Jesus says, ask whatever you wish, yeah, go ahead. But if you ask it apart from the way of the cross and what Christ says, keep it to yourself. Because Jesus tells us as we pray in our wishes and desires for life, don't let this loved one die. Don't let my wife leave me. Don't let me fall back into my addictions. Whatever you wish, always remember Jesus keeps telling us, I forgive you. Always remember Jesus keeps saying, take up your cross and what? Follow me. You could ask God. You have that right as branches to the vine. But remember, the vine is what gives us the peace and victory to go through life, being able to say those words in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done, not my will. If connections count in life, a world that tries to redefine connections as God ordained them is in danger of losing them. Left to ourselves, we're dead branches. But Easter declares a true vine able to nourish the whole church and each of the baptized with hope, life, and peace. That is what God brought to Lauren today. That is what we get when we come back and confess our sins and hear absolution. We are again being restored by the vine. Death could not sever this true vine because it stretches beyond our works and the law's demands. And faith receives this abundance of the gospel today by God's word and sacrament because it is a vine that indeed stretches forth in far better victories than we could ever imagine by our ways in this world. Being connected to Christ and only Him makes His disciples to be fruitful branches that we get to rejoice in the fullest sense on the last day and with the glory of heaven. Amen. Now the peace of Christ that passes all understanding be with your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the true vine, you who are His branches. Amen.